anime. This is episode 11.
Is it though?
It should be.
Or is it episode 1?
1-1 of the Tenabe Fall 2018 anime. We're nearing the end of this core.
Yeah, we are.
So let's remind the folks, we're in episode 11 of Goblin Slayer.
Yeah.
Which is actually episode
SP.
Which is just a recap.
It's a recap episode, so we didn't watch it.
We did not watch it. God save the world. It was a Christmas miracle, actually.
But instead...
We watched something else.
But instead, this is an all-Anthony show, boys! I got the boys to watch. Asobase.
Oh, you did.
It is a...
What is this show?
It is a sketch, slapstick, absurdist comedy.
So, does the title translate into, like, the pastime club?
I forget what Asobase is. Yeah. But Asobi is pastime.
Yeah.
I can actually...
It's not the pastime club, but it's...
Google Translate.
Okay. Anyways, yes. It's about a group... It's a trio of girls, high school girls, and through certain circumstances, they start the pastime club, where they just do fun pastime things. And hilarity ensues. But the number one thing you should take away from this anime is the faces that these girls suddenly...
You thought you had an issue with JoJo eyes.
I don't even know what happened with this show.
They know how to emote.
They do.
Asobi Asobase. What's the English title?
I don't know, man. It is
Workshop of Fun.
That's a little too...
Yeah, that's a little too translated.
Yeah. There's a proper word, localized. That's a little too localized for me.
Okay.
I want the direct Nihonjin. All right,
let's get that direct Nihonjin in there.
All right.
Apparently, this is not the right. According to Google Translate, Asobi Asobase translates to playing with a play.
All right. I'll take it.
Hey, I'm walking over here. So it follows three high school girls.
Yeah.
It follows Olivia,
the American born in Japan and knows nothing about America.
Yeah.
But she got blonde hair, blue eyes, so whatever.
It follows Hanako.
Hanako.
The rich.
Oh, rich, flat chested.
Rich, flat chested girl.
Eccentric girl, yeah.
And Kasumi.
My favorite.
The I'ma fucking kill you.
Oh yes.
Girl who looks very book smart,
but is not
very book smart.
Yeah.
But also very violent.
Yes.
They are second years at an all girls middle school. And
they're in middle school?
Yeah.
All right. That changes things.
Yeah. They create the Pastimers Club.
Yes, they do.
And basically they celebrate pastimes because it wasn't Olivia. What's her fucking name again? Kasumi wants Olivia to teach her English. Catch, Olivia is foreign, born to two American parents, but she has lived her whole life in Japan. Does not know any English whatsoever.
No.
And she plays the foreigner card just to fuck with people.
Yes.
So her Japanese is super busted on purpose.
Yes. It's great. It's middle school? Really?
Middle school.
I feel like you gotta be up there to play that card. That's why. But okay.
They're fucking around. And comedy happens.
Yes.
Comedy does happen. The first couple episodes are about Kasumi trying to just basically trick Olivia into teaching her English by like making up past Japanese pastimes. Like, we play Jacob's game all the time.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, no, we fucking don't.
We play Thumb War.
Yeah, we play Thumb War and I'm going to break your fucking thumb off. But the joke that fucking destroyed me, I got, is in the last section of the show.
Yes.
Where they set up a pool in their club room, an inflatable pool.
Yeah.
And water spills underneath the doorway.
Yeah.
The teacher sees this and is like, girls, what are you doing? Is there something going on in there? Should I open the door? And they're like, no, don't open the door.
They don't want him to see them in their swimsuits.
Because they're in swimsuits. Obviously, what you do inside a school club room.
And when you have an inflatable swimming pool.
Of course. Yes. Of course. So that happens. And then the teacher's like, the spirit of Detective Conan shall guide me. There is always evidence.
What does he say?
I forget. There's like always truth hidden in the shadow or some shit. Like, like some real bullshit anime ass line.
Yeah.
And he touches the water. Oh, no, sorry. The girl says not to open it because Olivia couldn't hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
So she made a mess. You know what I'm saying? If you catch my drift.
Yeah. But the teacher's like, but yo, it's clear. What?
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
So he takes some of it with his finger, puts it near his face, and licks it. Fucking licks it.
How could he? How could he?
Then he goes, girls, I just tasted it. It's just water.
And the American chick is like, oh, he's so nice. And the other two are like, he's fucking psycho.
Right? And my favorite part, the one that like destroyed me the first time I watched it, was when Hanako goes, sorry, we lied to you. It is just water. But still, please don't open the door.
Yeah.
And the teacher has a disappointed face on it. Like he wanted to taste this middle school girl's piss. We should have picked the Silver Goblin Slayer. Fuck. This show fucking goes places.
Like, I get it. The show has a comedy appeal. It's definitely more interesting than Goblin Slayer. But still, wow. What a show. This show has this thing with faces that I just don't understand. I don't understand.
Think of like, remember like Naruto faces where when Naruto gets the fucking finger up the butt and he makes that really animated face?
Yeah.
Think of that like times five.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're just all really animated. Whenever they want to make someone look really ugly, they go for it. Whenever they want to make someone
interesting. It's just so lazy. Like, the animation they choose is just so lazy.
But it's part of the... It's gag, right? Oh,
I know, but it's just like, what? What? Anyways, yeah, it was a fun show.
Oh.
Let's talk about JoJo.
Yeah.
Episode 11?
Not Sriracha.
Not Sriracha.
Sorry, Narancha. Narancha. Oh, we know his name now. We know his name.
Do we?
Not Sriracha is his true name. Okay. You're right. They're finishing off the battle with Formaggio.
Formaggio.
With Little Feet.
Mm-hmm.
We get a backstory.
Of Not Sriracha.
Of Narancha.
And we learn that he's always been a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, he's always been stupid.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's about a very bad upbringing.
What's the issue?
His mom died of a very rare eye disease.
Oh, boo-hoo. Okay.
And then when the mom died, the father showed his true colors.
Okay.
Doesn't actually love him.
Well, who just would?
There. Just there. You need. Yeah. It's a child. You have to.
No, you don't.
It's mandatory. Oh, if it's your child,
you don't. Just return it.
Just return it. Put it back. Back from whence you came.
Do you know what I do with shit I don't want anymore?
Throw it in the garbage.
Exactly. Throw in the trash.
So, because of this, Narancha decides to become a gangster. Mm-hmm. He's got his bro.
Yeah.
He decides not to go to school.
Yeah.
And his bro's like, whatever, man, fuck school. I'm just going to be your bro. Friendship is the most important thing. Who cares?
Yeah.
Turns out his bro, not so much of a bro.
Nope.
Beat the shit out of an old lady.
Yeah.
Took all her money.
Yeah.
Told Narancha to get a hair, like, hair dye.
Yeah.
And then laid low for a bit while the cops busted him on an assault charge of this old lady.
Yep.
After he gets out of juvie after a whole year, we learn that some gangsta just sees him eating trash.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, listen, I want to give this man some spaghetti.
Yeah.
Right? You got us some spaghetti. And it turns out it's Bruno.
Yeah.
Bruno takes his spaghetti, gives it to him without an inch of malice, doesn't seem disgusted or anything, just concerned. Full concern. And also pays for eye surgery so that Not Sriracha can see again.
Yeah.
And because of that, he's loyal to this man.
Okay.
He gets yelled at, goes back to school.
Yeah.
Doesn't last that long.
Yeah.
But he's working for the Passione now. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this actor did nothing for me.
It just explains why he's dumb.
Yeah, okay.
So we get back to the fight.
Oi.
Formaggio is currently stepping on our boy, not Sriracha.
Oh yes.
And they trap him in a bottle.
Yeah.
Naranja tries to get an attack in, misses.
Yeah.
But traps him in a bottle. Naranja fights a spider.
Oh yeah.
And loses.
Loses.
He loses the battle with the spider. Yeah. He's got wrapped up. It's got venom in him. Muscles are twitching. He's trying to get the thing. Also, when Naranja had hidden a piece of glass in his pocket,
mm-hmm.
when he had taken out the glass, the map fell out. The map to the vineyard fell out.
Vineyard.
And Formaggio was like, you fucking dumb.
Yeah.
You so dumb. You so, so dumb. Because I got the map.
Mm.
I enlarged it. I know where everything is. I know you had a vineyard. I know where Trish is. I know where the boss's daughter is. You donezo. It's over. I'm going back to my boys for the assassination team. You're done.
Yeah.
And Naranja, not Sriracha, being the fucking genius he is, the smartest man alive.
What? I mean, what?
Looks at Formaggio in the bottle and he goes, I wasn't trying to shoot at you before I got in this bottle. I remembered that originally I had shot up this car. And I probably shot the gas tank.
Hmm.
It took a little bit for the fire to start, but it has.
Hmm.
Formaggio looks around. Car's on fire.
Hmm.
Fire hits the gas tank. Blows the fuck up. Sets Formaggio on fire. And our boy is free from the bottle.
Hmm. Because I guess when he gets on fire,
he can't hold the stand. So, like, yeah. To do the power, your stand has to be active at all times.
Yeah.
If you bring your stand back to protect yourself or to do something else, you release the power on which you have put it on.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a true fight.
Mm.
So, Formaggio extinguishes his body fire by slitting his wrist, letting blood spray in the air, and then shrinking so that the blood covers him and douses the fire.
Sure does.
Which I thought was pretty cool. A little gross. I thought it was pretty clever.
Blood's thick. It'll do that.
It'll do it. It'll do it. And while he's trying to hide, we learn that Narancha's radar works on carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
But because he blew up the car,
carbon dioxide everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. It's fucked up. So what does he decide to do? Blows up the whole fucking street. Homeboy goes on a rampage. He's like, there's a car there, there's a car there, there's a car there. Fuck all these cars. And he's like, while you're tiny, all this smoke's gonna fuck with you.
Yeah.
And if you don't become big, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Right? It's over for you. So he becomes big. Formaggio and Naranja face off in basically a Wild West duel. And dude, Naranja punches punches airplanes.
Yeah.
When he punches, airplanes come out of his hand.
Yes.
I forgot that when he calls back Aerosmith, he makes a landing strip
on his arms. Through his back, yeah.
Through his back, and the plane lands.
Yeah. It's not, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, this is supposed to be cool, but I just think it's the dumbest shit.
So it's the coolest shit, is what you're saying.
No, 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 no.
I see you, like, I know you like it.
So I'll tell you my big problem with this episode.
What?
This is one of those times where the ridiculousness of the series,
yeah,
the precedent that the series has set, has taken over the story.
Yeah.
In any sense. Because this whole time, JoJo has gone out of its way to prove that Natsuracha is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And yet you're supposed to make me believe he had the foresight to blow up this car?
Yeah.
Bull fucking shit.
What are you talking about?
Bull shit.
He may be dumb. He may not be as smart as the other ones, but
he did not have the foresight to do that.
He had the intelligence
to
pass Poplio's test.
No.
He did.
No, he got lucky. They told him, the team told him the secret to whatever.
He didn't know the team. Then. He went by himself. It was in the backstory.
No, no. Who knows what happened? we really don't know what happened, okay? They didn't go into detail. They just said he passed it.
He passed the test.
We don't know the details.
He went behind Bruno's back.
Listen, Schrodinger's cat. We don't know if he cheated or not, okay? He could do both. So the show has gone out of its way to mention that he's an idiot. Okay. I just do not believe that he was able to do this. Because, you like you said, in the following sequence of events, like an idiot, he just blows up all the cars.
Was it dumb, or was it the smartest move he could have possibly
done? It was reckless and stupid.
But he's a gangster. Does he really care? He is.
Look at the other gangster. Chaotic good. No, he's just chaotic.
He's chaotic neutral.
He's just chaotic, my friend. All right. There is no good, evil, neutral.
There's some chaos in the next
Not series, with but... Sriracha. He's just chaotic.
Okay,
all right. That was my issue. Everything about this character and his situations have just been stupid.
Okay.
I'm not going to get past the automatic doors that turn into the fucking...
the guillotine? Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm never going to get beyond that.
He was too small. So they closed on him. And because he's smaller, he doesn't have enough power.
He was the size of a baby. Doors are rated so that they open at the slightest hint of resistance.
Not Italian doors. Italian doors don't fuck around, man. You don't fuck with Italian doors, all right?
How dumb.
Italian doors don't give a
so
fuck.
So dumb. So dumb.
Those doors are owned by the mob.
So dumb. So dumb. Okay.
Basically, he wins. Yes. Narancho wins. He gets back to the
As vineyard. If he was going to lose.
Yeah. Narancho wins. He gets back to the vineyard. Kills Formaggio.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
He's super dead.
Yeah.
And
they're like, yo, we got to go.
Yeah, we gotta go. It's fucking done. Like, they know where we is. We need to leave.
Time to bounce.
And the boss sends Bruno an email. He's like, listen, over in Florence, there's a key by a mosaic of a dog. Get that key, and it'll provide you a vehicle for safe transport for you and Trish.
Yeah.
For your crew and Trish.
Yeah.
So he sends is it Prosciutto? Is that his name? He sends a Baccio, Bruno, and I think it's Prosciutto. One of the villains' name is Prosciutto.
To go where?
To go to Florence ahead of them.
Doesn't he send Giorno?
Yeah, he sends Giorno, a Baccio, and the guy with the strawberry tie.
Oh, yeah.
The green guy with all the holes. I forget his name.
Okay, yeah. I know
what I just about. Know his stand. Yeah. I know his stand's called Purple Haze.
Okay.
And they send them ahead to go find the key, and then once they have it, they think it's safe to call up Bruno so that they can arrive.
Yeah.
So that they can go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, the next battle is pretty wild.
Well, it's three people.
Yeah, it's three people. Also, it has the only stand to ever be written out.
Oh, because it's so powerful. Because
it's too powerful.
Okay.
Yeah. You thought we was in the thick of JoJo.
Oh, I knew he wasn't, but I'm just like,
it's getting thicker.
Listen, I'm checking out already.
What are you talking about?
Like,
we're committed.
I mean, I'm not checking out. I'm just being like, listen, I've hit my peak of stupidity.
No, you haven't.
No, I have.
No, you haven't.
Anything else would just be like, okay.
Is it smart again?
No, it's just like, we're beyond stupid. I expect all this stupidness.
Okay. It's funny you mentioned that, like, how come he was smart enough to do the gas tank thing?
Yeah.
Because there's another character in part 4 who is also dumb, but they stick with that archetype through and through.
Oh my god.
He has probably one of the most powerful stands in the whole franchise, but he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really know how to use it, right? Yeah. I think what was this thing called?
They had to do was just say it was blind luck.
And you would have been like,
yeah. And I would have been like, cool. But they had to go out of their way to be like, I knew it took me time, and I knew. I wasn't aiming for you.
I was aiming for the car.
No, you weren't, man.
There's also been cases in JoJo where they use that as a story thing, just through sheer luck, through sheer blind luck.
Yeah, see, like, I will accept that more than someone who is dumb who just planned something smart.
Okay, but it was a very simple plan.
Yes, but he's not a very. Like, his level of intelligence is so low that I cannot even fathom he can think of that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's JoJo episode 11.
Yeah.
But the next episode 11,
wow.
Quadruple S Grid Man.
Oh, my goodness.
We finally get to see what happens after the stab.
Oh, this show is just fire. So good.
Oh, using that kid slang.
It is just fire.
Would you say that this show slaps?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It's actually pretty low key episode. I mean, like, in terms of what's going on for the majority of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how it's presented. Like, a lot of really major things happen, but mm-hmm. it's not a oh my god, in your face kind of episode.
Yeah.
Well, at least not for the majority of it. But yeah, we find out what happens after Ibiki gets stabbed. He goes to the hospital, obviously.
Yeah.
They bring him to the hospital. Akane thinks she killed him, and now she's just lost. She's lost as a person. She's lost as a god.
More like Akane got killed, right?
Oh my god. It's a good pun. I just don't know why it's got no relation to Akame ga kill.
I know, but it's Akane ga kill.
Okay. Yeah, so she goes and she wanders off. But everyone else goes to the hospital and they found out, oh, okay, he's alive, but for some reason he can't wakes up.
Yeah.
He cannot wakes up. And one by one, each of the team members leave because they all have things to do.
Yeah, for the one guy.
Except for the guy with the glasses, the original best friend. Which is kind of sad.
Yeah, the end of the episode's very sad for him.
It's very sad, because...
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, where does... what's her face? Rika. Yeah. She goes to find Akane to tell her that...
I'm your friend.
They're friends.
We're Tomodachi.
Because she just knows that they listen... Akane just wants friends more than anything, and she wants to be that for her.
Yeah.
I
don't care that you made me your Tomodachi. Yeah. We Tomodachi.
The Guardians all have shit to look out for.
Because they Guardians.
And Auntie is like, well, without Gridman...
I'm Gridman.
I gotta protect this city.
Yeah.
Because...
I'm no longer a kaiju.
Exactly. And Alien Man's just like, can you make some kaiju, Akane? And she's like, no. And he's like, well, that's okay. That's fine. I'm gonna bring all the back. All the kaiju.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
And he brought them all.
And he brought all them back.
All of them.
And Auntie had to fight them all by himself.
He got smoked.
And he did.
He had some cool attacks. He had the beam. He had the circle.
It was pretty cool last episode when Grid Knight showed up and wrecked.
Yeah.
But in this episode, he immediately got smashed. Yeah. So, classic superhero stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then through all this, there's a revelation that happens with Yuta. Right, that's the name, Hibiki Yuta? Yuta Hibiki? I can't remember.
I am thou. Thou yes. art I.
Yes.
You have awoken the power of Persona.
Yes. It turns out, Yuta's not who we thought he was.
Yuta is Gridman.
Gridman is Yuta.
Or are they both the same?
One in the same. And you start to really get hints that, like, Gridman was forced into this world.
Yeah.
And Yuta never existed.
Until Gridman existed.
Exactly. That's why he's now playing Amnesia.
You can't have amnesia if you had no memories.
And it starts to break his best friend, like, yo, what you talking about? But his eyes turn yellow and you're like, oh no.
Oh no. He is a hyper agent.
Yeah, he's... Oh yeah! I am hyper agent, yeah. Gridman. Yeah, I forgot about that. And he goes back to Junk and he's gonna be Gridman because he sees that Auntie needs help and he's like,
fuck,
I'm gonna do it. He access flashes and he goes in. And then my favorite part of the episode where the mom is looking at them access flash.
Yeah. And she's just like, what the fuck is happening?
And then she goes, oh, don't mind me.
Yeah, no, just go for it. It's cool.
Yeah.
No worries.
And they all go in. And they save the day.
Yeah. Or do they?
Well, they stop all the monsters.
Do they?
All the known monsters.
Okay.
Because we cut back to...
To Rika.
And
she's Akane. Like, we're Tomodachi!
She's like, no, but I only made you that way.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I want to be your Tomodachi.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, she sounds like she wants to accept that love. And then our big bad shows up and says, Akane, I need a kaiju.
And he's, oh, sorry, allow me to end this pointless conversation. He just appears and says that line. Yeah. It's like, oh, fuck, this dude's evil as fuck.
Yeah. It's like, I need that kaiju. I'm not making. He's like, that's okay.
Don't worry about
it. It's okay. you're a kaiju.
Dun, dun, dun. They turn God into a kaiju.
And cut to black. What the fuck? Last episode's next week. I am hyped. Dude.
I'm so hyped. They gotta do more. Show's good.
I know. I know. I'm gonna feel bad for you when you're not in Germany. You can't watch this one.
Do you think there's a? Do you think there's opening ending on that last episode?
There's no opening.
No opening. Maybe an ending. Do you think it? Or do you think it's the credits over top of?
Oh, it's the credits okay. over the ending.
Okay, all
right. Yeah, it's like they're gonna start playing,
like, but lightly in the background.
Yeah,
and like credits will show.
I think this is going to be an extra 3 minutes.
Okay.
I think they're gonna give us that extra 3 minutes.
Okay.
25-minute episode.
So is it just me, or does the mom remind you of the girl from Fooly Cooly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I see it. All right. I see it. All
right. That was just me.
Apparently. No, I see it. Even her voice.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
her voice. It's like that.
Kind of raspy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very recognizable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was a good episode. Fuck. This show.
It's good.
I'm going to be sad when it goes.
And they never get a second season.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. They announced that the show's going to be re-aired in April.
Re-aired?
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Blu-ray quality, baby.
I gotta buy the Blu-rays for this one. Yeah. I need to see that on the big screen. I need to relive the best Akane moments.
2018 best Akane moments.
Yeah,
she's so crazy.
I gotta relive that.
She's so crazy. That moment
when she's on the couch, she's like, don't you just want to stay and play with me?
No, that moment where she's in the classroom and she sees the two girls she killed back into the classroom and she gets crazy eyes.
Yeah. God, she's so good.
She's so crazy.
When she just fucking falls off that tower.
She's so crazy.
And nothing happens. Or that part where she throws her smartphone in Auntie's face.
Like those 5 times that it happens.
Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite. Just like, bam, and he has no reaction.
Yeah. It's always like the perfect throw. It always lands flat. Like it's never like a corner to the forehead. No. It's always boom.
Well, she's a god.
True facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good show.
It is.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'll have to sign off there. I have found out that I'm on chapter 127 of My Hero.
Okay.
The app has up to 210.
Yep.
I've downloaded them all.
Download them? You can't just, like, you have to download them?
No, you can just read them.
Oh.
But I downloaded
them. Oh, so you can read it offline.
Yes.
Okay.
On the go. Right. I've allocated 1 gigabyte.
Holy shit.
Of my phone's memory to the manga.
It's not an insignificant amount of space.
It is when you got, you know, a lot of geeks.
Do you have 128? Okay, I have 128 as well.
Yeah. Right. It's okay. It's okay.
All right.
We'll see you in a couple weeks, I guess.
Yeah. 2, 3. We'll figure it out.
Bye, guys.
Peace.